Ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you to participate tonight in a very special edition of our Summer Adult Education Series. First of all, this is an experiment, Mr. Erling tells me. This Voices of Oklahoma oral history, attempt to capture the history in first-person voices of significant contributors to the state of Oklahoma's growth and development. This is the very first time this program is going to be done before a live audience. So you are all, if we weren't in the temple, I would say guinea pigs. You are something along those lines. John, we're delighted to have you with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Rabbi Sherman. It's my pleasure to be here, and I welcome the crowd. Why don't you applaud to let everybody know that you're here? I have thank yous here to Temple Israel for opening this up. The idea for this actually came from the rabbi, and we had talked about it at some other term, but he had mentioned it to David Zemel, and so the whole thing then came together. So we thank him for that. Mel Myers, I want to thank him. He's my editor. He's the editor, and there's a lot of things that are edited out. And most of what David will say tonight needs to be edited out. You know that. So, our evening here then is with David Bernstein. So let's make David feel welcome. And if you want to laugh or boo or hiss or whatever, you can do that. That's what a live audience is all about. But then remember, Mel is the editor, so he can take it out too. Right.
That's what they do to me in my regular job.
Right. As I'm thanking everybody, thank you, David, first of all, for doing this. It is an experiment for you to be on stage in front of everybody else, but you've got a great story to tell. So, my name is John Erling. Today's date is June 13th, 2011. As a matter of fact, it's 7:35 in the evening. This is before a live audience. David, would you tell us your full name, please?
David Lewis Bernstein.
Were you named after someone in specific?
My grandfather, my father's father, who passed away in his 50s. I was named after him.
Your date of birth?
May 6th, 1932. It's
best to be honest in front of the rabbi.
Yes.
And your present age?
79.
I may also say, I asked Rabbi Sherman to stay at the table here because there are going to be areas that he would know more about than I. Even if I know facts, there are feelings and so forth that he's going to bring to this. So in a way, this can kind of be a dual interview, and that's why Rabbi stays here at the table with me. Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Haledon, New Jersey, where? H-A-L-E-D-O-N, just outside of Paterson, New Jersey, like Catoosa's outside of Tulsa or Broken Arrow, small community.
Your mother's maiden name, where she was born, where she grew up?
My mother's name was Rachelea Rosen. She was born in Lodz, Poland, and came to the United States in the early 1900s.
Eva Unterman was from
same
Lodz.
City.
What was your mother like? Describe her.
I've heard you ask this question before. It's a beautiful question to start because everybody's mother is beautiful, very warm person. My folks ran for a number of years an Italian grocery store during World War II. And so my mother was dark-skinned, and, you know, Jews and Italians look alike anyway. So to many of the people in our neighborhood, we lived in an Italian neighborhood. She was called sometimes Rosa. She took her Hebrew name, her Yiddish name, and turned it around and made it Americanized for Lillian Ruth. So her born name was Rachelea or Ruth Lillian, and she changed it to Lillian Ruth. In case you don't ask me, my grandkids are all named for people like my mom, who have passed on, but they've been going back to the original names. So they named a daughter after my mother and turned the name back to the original European name.
Oh.
And the same for my sister also. Mm-hmm. They've gone back to their roots. We wanted to be Americanized at the beginning of this century. As much as we can do to be Americans and be accepted, that's what we tried to do.
Sure. She was a homemaker then?
She was a homemaker, but she also worked in the grocery store, a little family grocery store. It was just a block and a half from our house.
Your father's name and where he grew up?
His name in Hebrew was Aaron, but his name was Arthur. He grew up in Manhattan. He was born in New York City and met my mother after she came here as a young teenager. My dad's father was in the fruit and vegetable business. I remember him getting up at 4 in the morning or whatever to go to market in New York City. We were in Paterson, New Jersey. He drove into New York to the marketplace on the waterfront. He was known for his beautiful fruit and vegetables, and his store was called Arts Market. He was the going thing until AMP started to give us competition. Though grocery and fruit and vegetable was his business, my dad loved horses all his life and raised horses. Even though we lived in the city, there was a little barn, an old barn about 5 blocks away from us, where my dad raised Dalmatian dogs and trotting horses. And he loved harness horses where you sit sulky. And that's what he loved to do. So every minute of his spare time, that's what he did. He was also like an amateur veterinarian. My dad loved horses because he loved to take care of them. The horses always ended up to be lame on one foot. We raced these horses. The best racing horse we had was blind to one eye. His name was Radar Direct. And very hard to have a horse that's blind, because when horses come up behind you, in fact, the winner in the race last week had a blinder on to keep him from jumping. And if you have harness horses, you can't jump. You have to stay within the pace that's set for you. Anyhow, that was a wonderful horse. Blind on one side, yet was able to race. Now, we didn't race in the beginning at big tracks. We raced at little places up in Rhode Island and along the eastern coast, mostly fairs, county fairs. We'd win a bag of oats or 2 bags of oats, or if you were the winner, I guess maybe 3 bags of oats. The trouble with that horse was I used to have to walk him afterwards and dry out a horse after the race. And so I was the walker. And that horse used to step on me all the time because he could not see out of that one side, and I could only lead him on that side. So I developed actually not a great love for horses at the end. It took me a long time because my dad's pleasure would be on Sunday to go to the stables, curry the horses, and sweep out whatever's on the floor, shovel out whatever's on the floor. And my mind was on playing a game of pool or going down to play a basketball game in the Y, whatever. But I learned to do it, but I was not his favorite at doing that. Eventually, I developed myself, I say I did it myself, an allergy to horse hair. And I found a doctor, and he said, yes, you're allergic to horse hair. Stop blinking. I was blinking my eyes. Sure enough, it went away after I didn't have to go every week to the horses.
So there was no more pressure on you?
No more pressure. And my dad's final revenge was Shalom. My dad passed away. I was already living here. He was in New York. He went to a wedding and probably drank a fifth of 4 roses or something, danced with all the women, and put his head down and passed away there. And so when we went back to the funeral, it was cold. We had a limo to pick us up. I have to preface it to say my mother was not a lover of horses either. And so when my dad came home after being all day with the horses, he had to change all his clothes in our basement. She was a Yiddish mama, a Jewish mama, who was not great for all that outdoor stuff. He couldn't wear those boots with whatever was on them. He had to change his clothes and then come up into the house. So on the funeral day, the limo picked us up. And before I stepped into the limo, I stepped in a little dog mess that was sitting there on the ground. And it was wintertime. We got in the limo, and they turned on the heater, and it started to blow that smell. My dad loved that smell. He could sleep in the stable with no problem for him. And I thought to myself, this is your revenge, David, for not paying more attention to my dad and doing what I had to do.
And brothers or sisters?
My brother was 13 when I was born, and my sister was 11 when I was born. I was like an only child kind of when I came along, probably by surprise.